This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The head of the World Health Organization said Wednesday the number of cases of infection with the new coronavirus in China has stabilized, but he warned that apparent slowdown should be viewed with caution. At the end of a two-day meeting on research and innovation into measures to tackle the new virus, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that his organization fears outbreaks in countries with weaker healthcare systems than China.
Our greatest fear remains the damage this coronavirus could do in a country like DRC. Even as the flames of one outbreak begin to die down, we're fighting another fire front.
China's President Xi Jinping called on leaders of the ruling Communist Party Wednesday to maintain the fight against the virus. In Cambodia, a cruise ship, the MS Westerdam, was allowed to dock after being refused entry to several countries because of fears one of its passengers might have the virus. President Donald Trump is praising the decision to seek a lower sentence for his longtime friend Roger Stone, even as questions swirl about political influence in the case. AP's Jennifer King reports.
At a meeting with the President and First Lady of Ecuador, President Trump told reporters he doesn't want to say he's considering a pardon for Roger Stone, but he's glad the Justice Department overruled prosecutors who were seeking a 7 to 9 year sentence for his longtime confidant.
You have murderers and drug addicts, they don't get 9 years.
The four lawyers who prosecuted Roger Stone quit the case Tuesday night.
I didn't speak to him, by the way, just so you understand.
The President tweeted congratulations to Attorney General William Barr for the move. The Justice Department says the Attorney General will testify about the issue for the House Judiciary Committee next month. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants an investigation by the DOJ's Inspector General. Jennifer King, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA.